The barkeeper's directions led them to a small sea blue dome, its viewport scoured to a frosty opacity. Its fold down front steps were retracted. Beside the spot on the foundation where those steps accordioned was a glowing green button with an intercom grill beside it. Both were inset a little, providing some protection from side winds. Luke pressed the button. A moment later, a woman's voice, buzzy and poppy, sounded from the antiquated device.
What is it?
We're looking for someone called Cell.
The voice at the other end did not reply, but the stairs, skeletal durasteel ones, painted in alternating stripes of black and yellow for high visibility, unfolded. When they were done, the lowest one was still a quarter meter above the ground. Luke led the others up into the front door alcove, and the door slid to one side, opening for them. Beyond was a small antechamber, and as soon as the outer door slid shut, the inner one opened. Next was a medium-sized all-purpose room. Ben saw tight weave green carpet, a stuffed sofa and a chair in tan, a long white Duraplast-topped table that could have served for family dinners or medical examinations. Walls lined with shelves stacked with piles of flimsy printouts, a door in the center of the back wall. By his calculation, this chamber would take up half the ground floor, with a much smaller second floor under the apex of the dome above the door they now faced. That door opened, and a woman emerged, wiping her hands on an off-white cloth. She was lean and fit, but elderly, with white hair cut in a flat-topped hairstyle. Her eyes were a light blue, her skin fair. She wore a utilitarian burgundy jumpsuit. She must, Ben decided, have been beautiful in her youth. She was beautiful now. She gave the three visitors a smile, showing white, even teeth.
I'm Cell.
Luke pulled his hood back and removed his goggles.
I'm Luke Skywalker.
Cell dropped her drying cloth on one end of the white table and advanced, her hand outstretched.
An honor.
Luke shook her hand. He turned to indicate Ben and Vistara.
And this is...
But his voice trailed off, and he turned back to Cell, his eyes narrowing. Not in anger, Ben thought, but in consideration, perhaps suspicion.
Cell?
Luke's voice turned just a little incredulous.
To Zelda?
The old woman nodded, her smile half fading away.
That's my full given name, yes.
You don't remember me?
I know who you are.
No, from before. From 30 years ago. You knew me as Owen Lars.
Ah!
Cell gave him a blank look.
I'll take your word for it. There are things I don't recall.
Finally, Luke remembered to finish introductions.
This is my son, Ben Skywalker, and our companion, Vistara Kai.
Ben, Vistara,
this is Tiselda, perhaps the galaxy's oldest surviving Jedi.